This is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. You listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
Back here on this Halloween edition of Drive Time Sports, KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, alongside Travis Anderson. Very excited for our next guest on the show. When you talk entertainment, when you talk TV, and when you talk Happy Gilmore, one name always comes up in that same category. That is the Bob Barker, and he is our next special guest on Drive Time Sports. Mr. Bob Barker, first off, it is a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Jordan. I thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. First off, Bob, hey, we got to start by talking about your famed career. I mean, you had 50 years on television. What a remarkable run that is.
It is a very remarkable run, and who could have ever predicted it? Well, I'll tell you what, Ralph Edwards did to a certain extent. Ralph Edwards gave me my first national show, Truth or Consequences. And on the first show, he had emceed Truth or Consequences himself on radio and on television. And he came down and hosted the first half of the first show I did. And when he introduced me, he said, "Here's Bob Barker." And he said, "Remember that name. He's going to be around for a long time." But I don't think Ralph knew it would be a half a century.
Well, you mentioned Truth or Consequences, and hey, that show was on the air for 18 years you were with that show. I mean, that's a heck of a run. We always talk about The Price is Right and 35 years on The Price is Right, but 18 is a great run for a game show.
Oh, yes, it was a great run is right. And it was a show that was just right for me. I was very fortunate to get that as my first national show. It wasn't just questions and answers. It was stunts and it was fun. And I chose all my own contestants, and I got great characters for each consequence. And it was a memorable 18 years. And then I got the Truth or Consequences and Price actually overlapped. And I was doing Price, and this was another show that was just right for me. So I had, I was blessed with the show, the two shows I did.
Now, Bob, if we go back before your time on Truth or Consequences, if I'm not mistaken, you actually had a pretty good stay in radio. That's what got you started in show business, correct?
That's right. I started quite by accident. Again, I was very fortunate to even ended up in radio. I had been a naval aviator during World War II. Some people think it was the War of 1812, but it was actually the World War II. And when I got out of the Navy, I'd been a fighter pilot. When I got out of the Navy, I went back to finish college, and I was married by that time. When I got my wings, I got married. We all did. And I wanted to get a job, and I was thinking about jobs that I might get and go to college at the same time. And I heard about the manager of a radio station, G. Pearson Ward, who was crazy about airplanes. And I thought, well, now I had never been in a radio station. I had never even thought about working in radio. I'd never been in a school play. I'd never been before an audience. And yet I thought, this fellow, if he's crazy about airplanes, he might want a former fighter pilot work for him. So I put on my naval officer's uniform and my wings of gold, and I went in and met G. Pearson Ward. We talked about airplanes for about 45 minutes, and I had my first job in radio. And that's the way I got started. So I thank the United States Navy for my start.
It's a fantastic story. Before your radio time, you had ambitions of being a professional athlete, right?
Well, I did, yes. As a kid, I wanted, my dream was to pitch for the St. Louis Cardinals. That was my dream. And here, this is an appropriate subject to get off on, what were the Cardinals playing in the series. I wanted to pitch for the Cardinals, and of course I never did because of a lack of talent, but I talked about it in interviews, and I went to St. Louis to do a Miss Universe pageant, and Whitey Herzog was the manager then, and he had heard about my desire as a kid to pitch for the Cardinals, and he invited me out to the ballpark, and he gave me a Cardinal jacket, which I still wear, and he gave me a Cardinal bag, a little bag that I carried to the show things in daily until I wore it out, and he signed me to a contract with the Cardinals, and I get $1 a year from the Cardinals. Whitey said that I'd have in my contract $1 a year so long as I did not pitch. He said that if he even heard of me warming up, the contract was void. So I had fun with Whitey about that.
Is that contract, is it still going today, Bob?
Well, in my imagination, yes.
We are here with Bob Barker, famous game show host, talking a little bit about his career, how he got started in the field of entertainment. Now, Bob, anytime we talk sports, I know you're a big golf guy. You love golf, right?
I used to. I have a tilted disc in my back, and I can't play golf anymore. But I played it, yes. I enjoyed it.
As far as professional golf goes, do you still watch it today?
I sometimes do, yes. I enjoy it. And, of course, I played basketball. I played basketball in high school, and I got a basketball scholarship to Drury University in Springfield, Missouri, which you probably know won the national title this year for the Class B colleges.
Absolutely.
They won. Drury had one big year. Their men's and women's swimming team were both. The women's team and the men's team were both national champions this year, and the basketball team was a national champion this year, so they won three titles in a matter of months this year. I'm very proud of my alma mater.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about some current projects that you have going on now, because those who follow you closely, they know that you definitely share a true passion for the care of animals.
That's right. I've been an animal rights activist for years, and I'm delighted to say that we have made great strides. We have accomplished more than I had hoped for in this length of time. And the whole animal situation has changed. There is now a recognition of animals as individuals and their suffering, and the exploitation is gradually becoming less, and I might add that what we're doing right now, talking about it on radio, it is a big part of the advances that we have made. It's television, radio, and newspaper, all media, because to make this a better world for animals, we have to make people aware, and it's through the media that we've made people aware, and there are excellent organizations now with which I work, and they're accomplishing just wonderful things.
As far as your love for animals go, Bob, when did that actually start? When did you develop this sort of passion for it?
My entire life. I'm one of millions and millions of people who are just born with a love of animals. I can't remember not loving animals. My mother had pictures of me when I was too young to even remember. And I had a dog and was hugging him, and even then. And as a kid, I used to pick up strays, and I used to, in my very young, I did the best I could to try to help animals that were hurt. And I've loved them all my life. I feel sorry for people who don't love animals because they miss some of the really great moments in life.
You actually just helped out. You moved three elephants from the Toronto Zoo to the Paws Animal Sanctuary in St. Andreas, California. That was a pretty cool story, Bob. I was just reading about this.
Well, it took a long time. That the city council voted to send the animals to the Paws Sanctuary, and it took another year or two to get them out of that zoo. The zoo just behaved terribly. They tried to place every obstacle possible in the way of the transfer of those animals. But we were adamant in our efforts, and thanks to the good Lord and a lot of work, we got them to the Paws Sanctuary, where I might add, they will have the nearest possible thing to the life that was intended for them in their natural habitat.
We're here with Fame TV show host Bob Barker. And Bob, hey, I got to get out for a quick commercial break, but I would love for you to hang around for one more segment of some other topics I would love to discuss with you.
Okay.
Fantastic. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We have plenty more up and coming with Bob Barker on Drive Time Sports right after this.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, host of Sports Byline USA. I just want to remind you that if you want to know what's going on in sports, be sure to check in with Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini. Drive Time Sports digs deep into the local athletic scene, giving you exclusive interviews from coaches and players. Each show consists of special guest interviews and a listener discussion of timely sports topics. Get your local and national daily sports fix weekdays on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM, with Drive Time Sports from 4 to 5 and Sports Byline USA from 8 to 11.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750 and 103.9 FM. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Back here on Drive Time Sports, and joining us right now via telephone, a very special guest. We have Fame TV show host Bob Barker. And Bob, we got to move over and talk sports here in just a moment. But first off, I want to talk about your time with The Price is Right. You've been retired now for about 6 years. You had a tremendous 35-year run. What do you miss most about The Price is Right?
Well, I'm often asked, what do I miss most about The Price is Right? And I'm honest with them. I tell them I miss the money.
I love it.
I still see Roger Dobkowitz. He was the producer with me there at the show. I see him, and I still see Bart Iskander. He was the director. They're about the only two I see regularly, but we talk about old times. We had a glorious run on Price is Right. When I was there, the show was so happy. We were all happy. We had a great time, and we had top ratings, and it was just a blessing to be there.
As far as your replacement, Drew Carey, goes, what's your assessment of Drew? How has he done?
Well, he's done one thing that really impressed me. When I did the show, I used to end the show every day by urging people to have their pets spayed or neutered. And I was going to, when they hired a new host, I was going to try to get him to do that. And well, they hired Drew, and so I was going to a luncheon, as a matter of fact, where I was going to see him and meet him for the first time. And I thought, well, I'm going to hit him up to do this spay-neuter plug. And the moment we met, as we shook hands, he said, Bob, I'm going to do that spay-neuter plug every show for as long as I'm the host of The Price is Right. And I said, man, you are going to be just plenty okay with me. I really appreciated it, and he's still doing it, I might add.
I know you are going to be making a return to the show here in just a few, a couple of months, actually. To celebrate your 90th birthday, you're going to make an appearance on The Price is Right.
That's right. I'm going back, and they are going to plug the animals all week long, as a matter of fact, and certainly on the show that I'm on. I used to bring on a dog at least once a week from one of the shelters, and I wouldn't adopt it out right there because that's a mistake, because everybody wants a dog then for the moment, but they might not really make a very good home for it. And what I would do, I'd present the dog, and then they'd have to go to the shelter to get it. And I think that's what Drew is doing now, and he's going to do it all week, the week that I'm going to be on, and then I'm going to go on the show and as a guest, and I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be absolutely fantastic. Mr. Bob Barker, before I let you go, I got to go back over and talk some sports. obviously one of the greatest, greatest scenes in movie history as far as sports go. That's you and Happy Gilmore. I got to ask you about that.
Jordan, you know, that movie was released in 1994, and I did Price is Right until 2007, and I never did a show after the movie was released that the audience didn't want to talk about Happy Gilmore, right up till the last day I was there, and particularly young men. They loved that scene. They loved it. They used to ask me, could you really whip at him? Could you really beat up Adam in real life, could you? And I'd say, are you kidding? Adam Sandler couldn't whip Regis Philbin. I went up there to do that movie. We did it in Canada. Or at least my scenes were in Canada. And so I was at a hotel there the night before, and the director came over, and he said... we went over the script, and he said, Bob, don't worry about those fight scenes. He said, I have a double, and he'll do the fight scenes for you. And I said, are you kidding? I said, I'm up here. I said, I've been studying karate with Chuck Norris for probably 12, 15 years now, and I have never won a fight. Chuck comes over and beats me up every day that we work out, and I said, I came up here to win a fight. And I said, I'm going to do my own fighting. And so he said, fine, go for it, man.
One of the great scenes in sports movie history. I love it when Adam says, now you're going to get it, Bobby. You just take him to Funky Town.
Well, Chuck saw the movie, and he was proud of me.
How did you get that part? How did that whole negotiation process go?
Well, believe it or not, Adam, you know, he's a pretty talented guy, and he's not just an actor and owner and producer of his movies. He helps in the writing. And he wrote the whole scene with me, without me even knowing it. And he wanted me to, I guess it was because it was so out of character for me, he wanted me to come over there and beat him up. And so when they called me and asked me if I'd come over and do this fight scene, I said, well, who wins the fight? And they said, you win the fight. I said, I'll be there.
Absolutely classic. Bob, let's talk some NBA basketball. You mentioned that you do love the sport. You watched the Lakers and Clippers just a couple of nights ago. So I'm going to ask you, your preseason favorite to win the NBA championship, who do you like?
I can't see how anybody can beat Miami. LeBron James. I think he is probably the best basketball player who ever lived.
Wow.
He has it all, man. He's tall. He's powerful. He's a strong guy. And fast. He's really fast. And he shoots outside. He's great inside. He can pass. What do you want from a basketball player? He does it all. Good on defense. Good rebounder. I remember when he was a kid in high school, everybody was talking about him. And I thought, well, let's see, what's this guy got? And so I watched a high school game, and he dominated that game. But he was a man at that age, you know. He was a man among boys. And I thought, well, he's sure dominant here, but let's see what he does in the pros. And from the first day in the pros, he was just excellent, and he seemingly gets better every year. I would never want to bet against any team he was on.
Who's your favorite player to watch right now? Is it LeBron James?
Well, he's certainly one of them. I like watching this Blake Griffin. I like watch good passing, too. Kobe Bryant, I like watch Kobe. Kobe's a good passer, too. I like these multi-talented players. And it gets better every year. The game of basketball that they play doesn't even resemble the game that I played. We had the set shot, you know, two-handed, and it was a much slower game. And not only did I never see anybody dunk, no one ever even thought about dunking or trying to dunk when I was playing ball. It's just it was a different game, absolutely. Yeah. It's a totally different game. This game is just, it's the modern age. Everything's moving faster, and that basketball is one of the things. These guys, they are just. We used to have the Harlem Globetrotters come through town every so often. I've seen them two or three times, and they're great. But they play these fellows in the NBA now. They look like Globetrotters in a way, a lot of ways. They're so good. They seem to be getting better all the time, and their passing is just magical. It's just a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, Bob Barker, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Hey, look, for the listeners on Drive Time Sports, it wouldn't be fair any other way to end this interview with you letting us know to spay and neuter our pets.
Well, I'm happy to do that.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
All right. Help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Bob Barker, the legend. Thank you very much, sir, for taking out the time. It was such a pleasure to have you on today.
It was a pleasure to be on, Jordan, and I wish you the very best in the years to come.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. Thank you very much, Bob. Have a great day.
Bye, Jordan.
Again, that's the legend, Bob Barker, taking out the time to come on the show and talk everything from The Price is Right to animal rights to NBA basketball and, of course, Happy Gilmore, one of my favorite sports movies. We've got to get out for another commercial break. We'll be right back to wrap up this Halloween edition of Drive Time Sports right after this.